Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For 50 years, Cuba has been a cipher to most Americans, demonized by anti-communist rhetoric and policies, including an almost total ban on trade and tourism. Yet within the unrepentantly socialist state, freedom of the press is an active part of the social fabric, according to Peter Phillips, the Sonoma State sociology professor who co-directs Project Censored. Recently returned from a short visit to the island nation for an observation of World Press Freedom Day, Phillips says he reached that conclusion after meeting with a cross-section of members of the Cuban Journalists Union.
Everybody just says that they can write anything they want, that they have total freedom to cover stories. The newsrooms in both radio stations had CNN, BBC, Reuters, you know, they're connected to the world in terms of news service. They were pulling this stuff right off the wire, letting it go out as news throughout all of Cuba. So I think it's pretty open. There's not government agents controlling the content.
But Phillips says there are some areas in which Cuban journalists will admit to self-censorship.
When you talk to journalists individually, there's a shared understanding that the United States policy is not only wrong, but really a constant attack on Cuba, on Cuba's media, on their own freedoms, on the country. And to write news stories that would help the enemy, and that's a quote, is a level of self-censorship that journalists there will do.
Of course, self-censorship of a somewhat different stripe is widespread in American media, too, Phillips notes.
I think we understand pretty clearly that certain stories inside corporate media in the U.S. just aren't going to be covered. Whether it's election fraud in 2004 or the unanswered questions of 9/11, there's a variety of questions that simply are not covered. There's certain things in Cuba, I think, that if you're critical of the government in a very open way that could be used by the enemy, the United States, and Cubans in Miami, that there would be a tendency not to do that story. Although there were several that said they had done stories that were critical and had had them aired, and there wasn't any repercussions.
Contrast that, for instance, with the legal proceedings that surrounded journalists in the Scooter Libby leak allegations in this country last year. But Phillips saw another basic difference between U.S. and Cuban media as even more striking.
They're certainly not motivated by selling advertising and products. They see that kind of media as creating a mental illness, they said, of consumerism. You know, there's no iPods, there's no cell phones in Cuba, there's no big stores, no big advertisements. It's a communal socialist society.
When it comes to the actual reporting itself, the Project Censored director says journalists here and there share the same fundamental ideal.
I met many really good people, dedicated journalists, and truthfulness is a core value of journalism everywhere. But to varying degrees, the structures of how media is organized interferes with that. And in Cuba, I saw very little of that.
The biggest difference, Phillips says, is that Cuban media accurately report on what is happening in this country, while American news reports generally ignore developments within Cuba. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.